Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
Space, a final frontier.
Okay, so for some of you out there, this story is kind of old hat, something you've been following. But for others, think of this as a public service. I mean, we want to bring you up to date on an intergalactic battle in the culture wars.
We'll be going to warp speed.
Aye, sir.
Course plotted for regular one, Ed.
Engage warp engines.
This story is all over the tabloids and the internet, and it begins simply enough with a wedding. The wedding of George Takei, star of Star Trek. He played Sulu in the series. He drove the Enterprise, and he was generally always taking orders from his captain, Kirk, William Shatner.
Mr. Sulu. Mr. Sulu.
Aye, sir.
What is our condition?
Sir, the braking thrusters have fired.
Anyway, George Takei was one of the first gay celebrities to take advantage of California's recent court ruling on same-sex marriage and tie the knot with his longtime partner Brad Altman. The couple was recently on CNN.
We want to be as inclusive as possible. This is equality, and it's equality not only for Californians, but for everybody that wants to choose to be equal. So our fate is wide open.
Okay, fine. That's the basic story. A wedding. But it gets really dicey when Sulu decided not to invite Captain Kirk to the wedding. William Shatner, in an interview with Ironsync.com, has been unsparing in his criticism.
Poor man. There's such a sickness there. It's so painfully obvious that there is a psychosis there.
Whoa. Psychosis? I mean, these guys drove the Enterprise through space. Shatner claimed to be deeply hurt that not only wasn't he invited, but the best man was Walter Koenig, Chekhov on Star Trek, and bridesmaid Uhuru, Nichelle Nichols. Shatner now goes for the jugular. First, he says, George Takei, who is that guy exactly?
I literally don't know him. I didn't know him very well on the series. He'd come in for a day or two, you know, as evidenced by the part he played. And then on the movies, there occasionally, I didn't know the man.
Kirk doesn't know Sulu? And then there's this photon torpedo. Sulu was just a pathetic, closeted gay.
Obviously hiding his homosexuality. Talk about festering and not living the truth of your life and feeling badly about yourself and being fearful that somebody will find out this terrible, terrible secret. So he thought. Finally, at the age of, I think, 70, he decides to come out of the closet and say, I'm gay. Like, who cares?
Ouch. Well, here's George Takei's statement about William Shatner on his website. It is unfortunate that Bill was unable to join us for our wedding, as he indeed was invited to attend. It is our hope that at this point he joins us in voting no on Proposition 8, which seeks to eliminate the fundamental right for same-sex couples to marry in California.
Ready, sir.
I know that none of you were expecting this. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to ask you to grow up a little bit sooner than you expected.
Grow up? I don't know about that. Both of these guys are well into their 70s. At least we can say this. William Shatner knows a thing or two about psychosis.
In a boat, on a river, with tangerine trees and marmalade skies, somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
So much for the little trading booths.
Yellow and green.